We went to a photo shoot this week along with Women's Wear Daily. A photographer snapped off scores of shots of three staggering beauties under hot, bright lights. The trio didn't break so much as a bead of sweat. These beauties are cool. They exude icy confidence. Men have spent fortunes to possess them. Women have envied them, yet never before have they been so close. They could scratch each other, if that were possible. For the first time in history, three of the most famous blue diamonds in the world were brought together in a windowless lab with a strong lock at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. The Blue Heart Diamond, which weighs in at 30.6 carats, the Steinmetz Heart of Eternity, which is 27.6 carats, and the 45.5 carat Hope Diamond. You might call it the Axis of Incandescence. But the staff at the Smithsonian was testing the gems as rocks, not as a girl's best friend. They were examining the diamonds with an infrared spectrometer and testing their photoluminescence. This meant removing the Hope Diamond, probably the best-known diamond in the world, from its setting. It could be held by a human hand, or at least to reporters. The National Gem Collection curator is Jeffrey Post.
Here, put your hand out.
Okay. Oh, my.
It's almost hard to imagine that you're looking at this diamond, which in your hand doesn't look all that large, and thinking about everything that's been written, everything that's been done, that's been said throughout history, about something that you're here holding in your hand.
The Hope Diamond is about as large as a cocktail onion and weighs about as much as a quarter-dollar coin in your hand. Its color is more blue-gray than the other two. Like most famous diamonds, the Hope is about 1 million years old. It was mined in India and has presumably passed through the hands of smugglers, maharajas, speculators, and swashbucklers before becoming part of the French crown jewels. Harry Winston gave it to the Smithsonian in 1958. He mailed it in a plain brown envelope to avoid calling attention to the treasure. It was said that the Hope carried a curse, as Jeffrey Post explains.
About the time that the diamond was sold by one of the descendants of Henry Philip Hope, and that happened, I believe it was 1901, the next several years, you start to get these stories about the bad things that supposedly happened to people that owned the Hope Diamond. Now, obviously, one of the people that owned the Hope Diamond, in a sense, was King Louis of France during the French Revolution. Obviously,
right.
You know.
Not a happy ending.
He didn't have a happy ending. And so, you know, you don't have to look too far through history. You can start to pick out things.
I think where those curses develop is in the idea that to want something that expensive, that, you know, a man or woman's fate is his or her character. And that's where the curse comes from, wanting something like that.
I think that's right. And I think it's also just a little bit irresistible for those that don't have the wealth to perhaps experience a little bit of glee to see unhappy things. That can affect anybody, even a rich person.
Thank God I don't have that.
That's right. Well, darn good thing I can't afford to buy the Hope Diamond.
The Blue Heart is the second largest of the trio and is also owned by the Smithsonian. Like many a middle child, it can be overlooked. It was mined in South Africa in 1909 and was privately owned until it was given to the museum in 1964. The Steinmetz Heart has just been bought by a private collector in Asia for his wife's birthday. What does he get her next year? Italy or a KitchenAid mixer? Smaller blue diamonds of the same intense hue have recently sold for $800,000 per carat. The Steinmetz is almost 30 carats. There are larger diamonds in the world, but the utter blueness of these three make them especially valuable. Those 2 inches, how much value are we talking about in those three stones you have laid out?
The true answer is that if you were to put it up for auction someday and see what people pay for it, that's what the value would be. And because you don't see large blue diamonds being put up for auction, it's really hard to even get a point. I mean, there's smaller blue diamonds on the order of maybe a few carats in size or smaller may sell at auction for several hundred thousand dollars per carat.
The amazingly brilliant deep ocean blue is believed to come from boron, tainting the carbon of the diamond. But curator Jeffrey Post can make these diamonds glow by turning on an ultraviolet light and snapping off the room lights.
Okay, ready? We'll turn the light off. Lights off.
The three diamonds glimmered in the dark like ghostly embers. The Steinmetz shone amber. The Blue Heart gleamed white and faded fast. But in the middle of the trio, the Hope Diamond shimmered, almost like a cooling star.
You can still see the Hope Diamond. We can still see it. It's still glow. And we could probably sit here for 3 or 4 minutes, and we would still see some color from the Hope Diamond.
The Hope Diamond, the Blue Heart, and the Steinmetz Heart of Eternity have all been returned to their rightful displays or owners. I assure you, there is nothing up my sleeve.